This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay. We're already getting texts this morning. If you guys started 6 o'clock, why is it 6:03?
We were talking.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about taxes.
Plus,
about things.
We love Dua Lipa. Is it Lupa?
Lipa.
Yeah. Oh, Lupa.
It's fine.
I like Dua Lipa. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the beautiful Belco Studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. And it's easy. Download it. And the podcast of the program later on today, in case you missed something. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey!
Tax day.
It is tax day. Aren't you excited?
I am so excited. I saved so much money yesterday. my tax guy came through for me, man. He sent me an email last night.
Yeah.
He saved me almost $6,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still have to write a big check. Don't worry.
But still, that helps.
Still, I mean, I was expecting more, so I'm pretty happy this morning.
Did you use my son as a dependent, too?
I did. Yeah. I did. I used your son. I used
like
little Debbie.
Is.
I used Spadil. I used everybody as a dependent.
I don't
Do you want to
I
mention
don't know.
It? You can't, can you?
I can. Yeah, I can.
But you don't want to.
I can't even believe
Jamie's
it.
Jamie's son got stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a court
Tax
order
wise.
That I get him as a dependent. And then last night, like 10 o'clock, my accountant's like, this isn't going through. I think your ex filed your son as a dependent.
And
I'm like, so I just counted to 10 because now the new rage is your cortisol levels get too high.
Yeah.
That's the new rage.
Yeah,
word,
you
want right?
to keep those low. Cortisol?
Yeah. Cortisol. Yeah. So it's because of stress. So I was like, I don't want to be puffy because of cortisol.
Yeah. Not a good day to be puffy.
No, so I just was like, okay, it's fine.
Taxes suck.
But we'll have to refile mine, my kids, everything. It'll be neat. Yeah. That's fine.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Taxes go away.
World.
I know.
Yeah. But I'm not upset about it because I don't want to get my cortisol level.
Right. Yeah. Got to keep it down.
You don't want to be puffy. Why is that the new rage?
I don't know.
Have you guys heard it? Oh, you haven't?
No,
it is all over my feed.
Yeah.
Cortisol.
What is cortisol?
It's something in hormonal or something. Yeah. I don't know. And if you get it.
I know what cortisone is. But
no,
I don't
it's
know
cortisol.
Cortisol.
It's the new rage, BJ. Yeah. It's all over the internet.
I haven't heard it.
How to get it down and what it does to your body.
I feel like we just fixate on certain things.
Yeah.
We just look for new things and then we find something new. We're like, over there.
Cortisol. Oh, it's a new thing. It's this week's, it's actually been a couple of months. It's this couple of months' rage.
Yeah.
It's the new catchphrase.
Cortisol.
Yeah. It says it's the stress hormone and it prepares your body for flight or flight mode.
Yeah, I'm in it. No, I'm not.
Cortisol. I have no idea. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, I get ads for it all the time.
Yeah. You're raging this morning or you're trying to keep it down?
I got it down. I don't want to be puffy.
Is there a way
to
keep it down?
Just not get mad.
Yeah.
So, I thought maybe more Gatorade or something.
No. See, I'm just
get some electrolytes.
Look at me. I'm just shaking it off. I'm Taylor Swift. I'm shaking it off.
Shake it off. There are some deals out there today.
I wondered about that.
If you're writing a check for $12,000 today, Burger King's going to give you a free 1 cent hamburger.
Is that how much you have to write a check for?
It's a lot. That's not exactly the figure. But
I feel like you threw it out there for a reason.
Yeah, I shot low. If you got to write a check for $14,000 today, Hooters is offering some appetizers this morning.
Oh, you should go.
Yeah.
Keep your cortisol level down.
They're only charging $4.15. Get it? April 15th. Oh, $4.15 for the appetizers. Yeah. Let's see. Krispy Kreme. Oh, they're always on
they
board.
They always got a deal.
Those people love to sling those donuts.
Yeah, they do.
Damn, something about a dozen. I don't know. If you're writing a check for $15,000.
Oh, okay.
7-Eleven. Yeah. 7-Eleven's offering something for you.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell it is. Mm. 1040. No. The one-day deal on...
1040 is a tax form.
This is their delivery app.
Yeah, it's not even a deal. It's like
it's
free
not even
delivery.
A deal.
Yeah.
Bunch of crooks. Olive Garden.
Oh, I love Olive Garden.
You get extra breadsticks. But they're endless anyway, aren't they? What a sham that is.
I need some beef tallow.
By the way, I bought some.
Yeah. Oh,
speaking
God,
of rages.
Did?
Yeah, speaking
that,
of rages.
Yeah, that is a rage
I
right
bought
now.
The old uh-huh. Chicago beef tallow.
Oh, you did? Nice.
Out of, yeah, I don't know. It came out of some slaughterhouse in Chicago or
nice.
Something.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that's the new rage, too.
I can't tell the difference.
Oh, you can?
No.
Wow, that's great.
I cooked with it. I can't tell it. Well, I was hoping for something good.
Oh, well, at least you got rid of your seed oils.
Another rage.
Yeah.
Getting rid of those.
Oh, my God.
All right, it is tax day. BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started here on a Tuesday. File your taxes today if you owe. If you don't owe, then you're in good shape, right?
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
I counted to 10 inside my head.
I can feel it.
Your cortisols are going down.
It's so funny because I'm like, I'm not going to let this affect my day. And it is.
Already.
But I'm really trying. I'm so
we
mad.
We were up last night. I didn't work on it as much as my wife did, but my kids, a science project is due today.
Oh, no.
So they started it last night.
Oh, God.
So she's at Walmart.
At like
9:30 last night,
yeah,
buying
all...
supplies.
Yeah.
Okay, Carson, you'll get this one day. Uh-huh. Okay, Jamie's been through it before. I mean, she's talked about it before. But what a pain in the butt.
What is the when science project?
Well, we did a rocket ship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wait till you see the pictures. Now, my wife is very proud of this, so don't say anything bad. But I want you to take a look at my rocket ship. She had to go get some duct tape.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Duct tape for a science project. Look at this rocket ship.
Oh, it's neat. That is interesting.
She's very proud of it. She wrote, "I'm brilliant."
It's cute.
Frog, he didn't do 30 seconds worth of work on this. You don't stop sending home science projects because it's for the parents.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even for a first grader.
And it lasts forever.
And Jamie, if you're doing it for a fifth grader, sixth grader, I get it, okay? Because they can do something. But a first grader can't do much.
No, you actually do it their whole lives.
Really? Yeah.
So this is never ends.
Yeah, it never ends.
So no kidding, when they get in the sixth, seventh grade,
you're
still
doing
it? Well, that's no fun.
I had my mom help me all the time at school.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
What a
pain.
This is one of many.
Stop sitting at home. All right, we have to take a break. Okay. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
It's going to be beautiful, but it's a bummer kind of day because it is tax day for some people that have to pay taxes. But it is going to be nice for the next couple of days. But they're seeing some pretty big snow totals right now for the weekend.
Oh, really?
I saw this morning. I thought I heard it correct. That they're saying 7 to 8 inches for Castle Rock?
Oh, really? Wow.
Is that true?
I have not heard that.
70% chance of snow. I do know that. But I heard some fairly impressive totals. Although it's, you know, a little bit further out. So, man, we'll see as we get closer to the weekend. Did you see all the negative posts about that Blue Origin flight yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. It went bad, didn't it?
It
went so bad.
I think putting those women, now look, I'm not the one saying it. I'm just saying if you go through your social media, you're going to see a lot of backlash on this thing with the four ladies that went up, or six ladies that went up in space with the Blue Origin. I think it kind of killed the credibility of Blue Origin a bit.
Yeah, people are, well, I mean,
it went bad.
Because I was slamming it, and then, you know, I was like, well, maybe I... I shouldn't slam it because, you know, it is amazing or whatever. But then I was like, I guess it was okay that I slammed it because the way people went after him.
You know, but when you and I did it yesterday, we were talking about it, making jokes over the, you know, over the top of the launch itself or whatever. We were doing it just for entertainment purposes. There are, that's the way I felt about it.
Right.
It wasn't really to slam them. They were, you know, they were enough courage to get inside that thing and go up there. And I'm all for it. No big deal. I didn't think that much about it.
Was that there? It's going to be a Saturday Night Live parody because they were woo girls, as you guys said, woo girls in a ship. Woo!
All the giggling and laughing
and shout outs and selfies.
Yeah, they're floating around up there. And I don't think they had a helmet on. I think you were right yesterday. Yeah. I never saw a helmet.
One of the funniest ones was, did they have a glam? And I mentioned this, too. Did they have a glam team in there? Because all of them had their hair perfectly coiffed when they came out of the ship.
It was unreal.
And they had been flipping and stuff, right? Because they were at zero gravity. But they came out and all of their hair was perfect.
I couldn't believe how many female celebrities went after them. That's what shocked me.
Well, for the environmental side, yeah.
I guess. Is that what it was all about?
Yeah.
I just saw that Emily Ratajkowski girl, her, and then Olivia Nunn. There was like five or six different women in Hollywood that blasted these ladies.
I got the Emily Ratajkowski on number two if you want to play her.
Oh, great.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, it's on number two?
Yeah.
All right, let me find it right here. But I was very surprised about that. Here it is.
Saying that you care about Mother Earth and it's about Mother Earth and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what? For what? What was the marketing there? And then to try to make it like, I'm disgusted, literally.
Sounds jealous to me.
Well, like, they said something, like, and I don't know if I can't remember the right number, but they say like something like 70% of Americans that own houses are behind on their mortgage, you know? And they're like, in this state right now with the tariffs and the economy, and it's all just, we don't know what's, like, this is a dumb time to be like, we're so rich and we just had a little ride. Woo!
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not blasting it or anything. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, you thought it was kind of silly, too,
didn't you? It is silly, in my opinion, but not enough to just get all bent out of shape over it.
Oh, I don't care enough about it to throw a fit.
Yeah. And like this Emily, you know, she throws a whole blueprint or carbon footprint thing in there, and it kind of kills all the credibility for me. But it's just, I don't know. It showed me how different SpaceX is to Blue Origin, is what it showed me.
Well,
SpaceX is for real.
Because Blue Origin, like I said, it's a parachute ride at Elitch's.
It is. It's a carnival ride.
Yeah, look, my daddy owns Elitch's. Everybody come here. Do you guys want to ride on it?
To top it all off, when they land in the desert, you know, that little capsule, they're in there trying to get ready with their stylist that Jamie mentioned. And then you got Bezos doing a face plant in front of the rocket ship.
The other good meme that came out of it, though, was how terrified Gail King looked getting onto the...
She did.
Oh my God.
Terrible for her.
She was not having fun at all.
That would have been me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be you, though?
Of course.
I would.
Yeah, you have second thoughts. Like, what if?
I'm terrified when I go to DIA.
Yeah.
So I know I'd be terrified if I was jumping in a rocket like that. I would be terrified, too.
Memes went around with her face because she looked so scared going
she
in.
Did.
And it's like, you know what? This is the moment you realize Oprah's not your friend and she can shove it up her, you know?
Yeah. You know, and then I saw another meme where somebody posted that, you know, it must be nice to be a billionaire. You spent $100 million to get your wife away for you for 90 seconds.
Right? That's true. The whole thing.
Man, the backlash was unbelievable yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't think it was that warranted.
Well, I mean, it was cheese ball. Like, goofy is the right word. Cheese ball, all of it. I mean, all these girls, and they're just all perfectly coiffed, and, you know, and then they get down and they kiss the ground.
They were gone for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't she say Katy Perry sang up there or something?
Yes.
Pulled a concert off or something?
What a Wonderful World or something.
And then the other meme was six women in a penis.
That might be my favorite. I don't know why I sound like Bill Clinton all of a sudden.
You
said that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Crazy. All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Got to remind you about the Mighty Millions, though. Mighty Millions, they've got an early bird deadline that's coming up this Friday at midnight. If you get in right now and buy your tickets this week, you're a part of that drawing. You're also a part of the big drawing, too, for the big mansion, $2.4 million up in Winter Park. But if you get your tickets this week, you get in on the early bird.
So here's the deal. You can buy them today at Mighty Millions Raffle. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's an Audi, isn't there?
Yep, there sure is.
Man. Hurry up, get your tickets today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's good.
Arts and crafts, man.
Yeah.
With a 44-year-old.
I mean, it doesn't look like a first grader did it, but it's really good.
Yeah. It is good, isn't it?
Yeah, can you turn that down just a hint?
Compared to what it was when I went to bed last night, it looks really good.
We're talking about Frog Science Project.
Frog had a science project. Yeah. It's due today. He started yesterday. Yeah. So we did a rocket ship. Well, not we, but
right. Yeah.
They.
Well, not they.
She.
She.
She might get a good grade on this one.
She might get an A+.
She might pass the first grade.
Yeah. She should be proud of that.
It's nice. It's really
nice.
It is
actually good. Yeah, good. All right, a couple of things. First of all, Katy Perry wants to talk about her flight into... whatever, her Blue Origin flight. Here it is.
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust, and this whole journey is not just about going to space. It's the training, it's the team, it's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is like up there with all the, different tools that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because what you're doing is you're like really finding the love for yourself, because you got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
Oh, my God.
I saw some of the video of them inside and the view that they had from up there. It is kind of cool looking. I mean, for a first time.
Nobody's saying it isn't cool. We're just saying it's ridiculous. I mean, she's found her love and all this, her divine femininity or whatever. Yeah.
And it only took a 10-minute ride.
Right.
Think
exactly.
About that.
Yeah, there's a part they talked about yesterday, too, how it inspired or the ambitions of young women everywhere. And I don't understand that part of it, because all you did was get in there. You didn't create the rocket. You didn't do anything with it. All you did was ride up and come back.
And what Katie said is she recommends it to everyone. Do you know how much we'd be charged for that?
Yeah.
It'd probably be $500,000 if we tried to fly in that thing.
I wouldn't do it. Would you do it?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't pay for it.
I mean, no, if it were offered to you, would you go?
Yeah, I would go.
I don't think I would.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I don't trust Bezos.
This says one of the flights was auctioned for $28 million.
What?
Yeah. So
there's
no way.
Well, forget my $500,000. $28 million?
Yeah.
For 10 minutes?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Holy crap.
I don't trust Bezos until all of my packages show up at the front door instead of going across the street. I'm not going to go up on his rocket.
Yeah, that happens to us,
you
too.
You got to get my packages to my front door before I'm going on your rocket.
You got one job.
Yeah. Let's see here. This is kind of a sad story. Pearl Harbor survivor and Kentucky native. He was the world's oldest Pearl Harbor survivor. He died at 106 yesterday. Aw, that's so sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, he's the world's oldest Pearl Harbor survivor. Died
at 106. When I went to Hawaii, that's one of the best things I've ever done, is go to Pearl Harbor. Yeah. That is absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. That's so sad. His name was Vaughn P. Drake Jr., and he passed away. So I just thought I'd give him a little shout.
He's the last?
No, oldest.
He's the oldest.
Yeah, he's the oldest. I don't know if there's any. Are there some left?
Can't be many.
I know.
1941.
Wow. He was born in 1918.
Wow. Ooh, Lordy.
Right?
What a run.
Gene Hackman's $4 million mansion was infested with rats.
That's nasty.
And became a breeding ground for a hantavirus that killed his wife, Betsy, before he tragically died days later. Yeah, they're saying that this $4 million mansion was just completely infested, which I don't really get, because, I mean, he had an outside Terminex guy. You know,
yeah,
they paid that.
I saw some of the pictures of they shot, you know, this comes along with this story, and it looks rat infested. It looks really run down.
Does it?
To be a mansion.
Well, and but it doesn't make sense because she was still going to yoga and stuff and taking care of herself.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Let's see here. A week after the bodies were discovered, the New Mexico Department of Public Health conducted a health assessment on the property. Dead rodents and their nests were found in 8 detached outbuildings, which I get the outbuildings. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And, oh, so it wasn't actually the house, huh? Let me read this. Should have read it. Let's see here. It was later concluded that it died from hantavirus. Because I will tell you, my shed out at the cabin is infested. It's absolutely, there's nothing you can do. I mean, I try to, even our boss cleaned it out 1 year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they just build up, they build nests up in the, it's where I keep my four-wheeler.
This is not mice either. This is rats.
Yeah, this is rats. Let's see here. Yeah, it says it was the outbuilding. So maybe it's not the actual house. Let's see here. They're saying, and I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but Taylor Swift will take on the Whitney Houston's role of the bodyguard. It's a rumor. So they're remaking The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, that whole movie.
Right.
Right? And they're saying that Taylor Swift's going to play Whitney. I don't know.
Now, does Whitney Houston play Whitney Houston in that movie? Or is she just a singer that needs a bodyguard?
She's just a singer that needs a bodyguard.
Okay, well, then that could work, I guess. I mean, I don't think Taylor Swift can play Whitney, per se.
I know, but that's how we're going to compare it.
Yeah.
Well, she can't do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's not even close.
She's not even close to Whitney.
You need to tell her.
She doesn't even sing as good as
Whitney.
Yeah. I will.
You are so sincere. Well, she cannot.
She can't do that. No, you can't.
Bless her heart. She can't do that.
You know that, Jamie. Come on.
She can't do that.
Get on board here.
She cannot
be Whitney Houston. I'm serious.
Somebody just texted and said, yeah, they did teach girls a lot about space.
They did?
Yeah, they taught them that girls with big fake boobs get you far.
Wow.
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 Wow. She's not wrong. Not wrong.
I mean, those spacesuits, come on.
I mean, yeah.
I can't believe the backlash.
I know.
I never expected this. I thought people would, you know, it would come and go. It's a one-day event. It's no big deal, right? But I didn't think people would be just angry. And it's women that are angry.
I think we're just like, ugh. It was more of a, not anger. There's no anger. I think it's more, ugh, like that.
I guess.
You know, like, what, ugh. They're exhausting to
guess.
Me. No? Yeah. Let's see here. And then somebody said, oh, Kylie must have not shaved her legs today on Fox 31 because she's wearing pants.
Oh, I didn't notice.
I didn't notice.
Whoa, whoa. Don't this on Kylie. All right? She's looking good in those pants.
Well, I know, but she never wears pants. That's why it's a thing. Yeah. Well, so but, that's when we know that she didn't shave her legs is when she's wearing
Wouldn't
the
you
pants.
Get an interest? She turns you down like a...
Yeah.
You like
I mean, I
potato,
still
man.
Think that she's very attractive.
She does
woman.
Not even like
you.
You
still got hope?
She hates you, man.
She was like, ew. You were her, ooh.
She hates we would bring her up on the air.
Probably.
She does. You know
well,
it.
Well, we just said she didn't shave her legs. Yeah. I mean, that's not exactly.
I'm just saying.
Would you want to be talked about like that?
No. No.
So I kind of get it. You know, it wasn't the most flattering thing. I didn't say it. It was from text. So there.
Yeah, blame it on them.
Yeah. And then finally, okay, remember how we were all Barbie dolls and action figures and boxes? Well, now dog owners are transforming their fur friends into people with the power of ChatGPT. You take a picture of your dog, you put it into ChatGPT, and then it will give you the human rendition of what your dog would look like as a human.
All right.
It's kind of cute.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
There's no way Taylor... can be what you used
to. She shouldn't do that.
I mean, you can't
She shouldn't do that.
You can't do that.
Bless her heart.
All right, when we come back, China put all these propaganda videos out yesterday.
I don't know if they're propaganda or maybe they're truth.
Could be truth.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, you might be right about that.
Who
I have
knows?
No idea. These videos all about these Birkin bags and Armani and all kinds of different luxury stuff that's all made in China. They're not even made where you think they are.
Isn't that crazy?
I wonder if that's true.
I don't know.
All right, we'll play you some of the audio from all the released videos yesterday, which I found incredible. All right, we'll get to that when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning straight from the Belco Studios right here. The Odyssey app is free. It's available to you. You can get it, download it, and get the podcast later on today. Do you see where DIA is going to raise the prices of parking?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going up, Jamie. You use the garage, right?
I do.
You're going up $5 a day.
It's already, what, $27 a day?
You're up to $35 now.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You go to the economy lot like I do, okay? You're going to or they're going to charge you $20 a day.
Holy
in the economy.
Crap. Yeah.
Short-term parking will go up to $168 a day.
What? Oh, okay.
Is that crazy?
That is stupid and ridiculous and shame on them.
Even if you go down to Pike's Peak, you know, and you got to catch those shuttle buses, that's going up a couple bucks. 61st and Pena, that's a ways out.
Yeah, it is.
Up a dollar, $5, no, $8 a day. $8 a day.
All right. Well, happy news, everybody. Happy tax day. Yeah.
It's going to get more expensive in a lot of cases to park at the airport. DIA is increasing fees at most of its lots and garages. Short-term parking rates will remain the same. Premium reserve rates will actually go down by $5 a day if you're one of those high rollers. The airport says parking management shell costs have gone up over the last couple of years. These new rates are expected to generate more than...
I don't know why it gets in my head, but every time I go somewhere and I stay for like 4 or 5 days and I get on the plane to come back, first thing I start thinking of is that parking fee.
What's premium reserve?
I don't know.
Kyle
Premium reserve. He was just
talking about it.
Says it's down $5.
What is it?
$45 a day. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's a call ahead service.
I don't know.
That's why.
You know what? That's why it's going to be so much cheaper. Just take an Uber. What they just did is increase the Ubers.
Already is.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yep.
I mean, you get an Uber out there. You know, even if it's $100 each way.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
You still save money on it. All right, these videos got released yesterday from China. It started on TikTok, and then people started sharing them all across the platforms everywhere.
The only thing that I'm a little iffy about is that their English is so perfect.
I agree.
There's no accent. There's no anything. Their English is just absolutely perfect. That's why I'm like, are these real or not?
Okay, so China released these videos saying that all the luxury items, basically saying that if you're into luxury items, you're going to miss China because of the tariffs, because we make everything. You just don't know it. Right. That's what they're telling you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about purses, shoes, all kinds of stuff that are high dollar. I mean, they're big time.
And then they just send them to Italy. And as you know, if you buy any name brands, it'll say made in Italy. Well, they just ship them after they supposedly make them in China to Italy, and then Italy stamps them.
Here's the only thing I didn't see yesterday, Jamie, and I was looking for this. None of these companies, like the Armani or Gucci, nobody came out and denied this.
That's true.
And that kind of told me that what they're saying in these videos are true.
Well, I don't know, because their English is perfect. And then I didn't see any mass shops of them making these purses.
Yeah.
I just saw one lady in the background, like, you know, pretending to sew one.
Yeah.
Me too.
So I don't know.
They looked iffy. They did. The videos, the whole speech and everything.
And they didn't show me, like, boxes of the leather that they talked about and
the
threads.
Yeah, you would think that they would show you stuff like that to validate.
And again, what Jamie said is 80 to 90% of the Gucci bags, and you just go through a whole list of luxury items, are all made in China. They're simply shipped to France, Italy, different places, and assembled with maybe a logo or boxed up or packaged, whatever. That's all they do. That China makes everything. Here's the video.
Some say as long as there's a tag saying made in China, the bag can never be luxury. However, in fact, more than 80% of the luxury bags in the world are made in China. But those luxury brands just won't acknowledge that. They take almost finished bags from China factories back to their own factories and just do the repackaging and logo installing, something like that. That way, the bags will appear at their boutiques as made in Italy or made in France, you know, those sophisticated European countries.
So he's saying that now these bags are going to cost us a lot more money, yeah. right? Because they're not going to make them anymore. Is that what the point is?
Well, the only point I got from it, I never saw anybody that actually explained it at all. The point I got from it is because of these tariffs, you're going to miss these luxury items. All you people that are into luxury items, you're going to suffer because A, they're going to cost you more, and B, they're going to be much harder to get. Because we're not going to ship them out. And then, but I don't know if any of this is true.
China also announced today that they won't be taking any shipments from Boeing. I guess they had a bunch of airplanes. These two are going toe-to-toe, man. It's crazy. And I told you that. I said they're going to go to the end, these two. Trump and whatever, Hong Tong or whatever his name is. Yeah, like they are just so... ego-driven, that they're never going to
Neither
compromise.
One is going to fold.
No.
Now, you have a couple of these luxury bags, right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you've ever seen in the past that they could be made in China, right?
Only the knockoff, the Fui, maybe the Fui Vuitton that I carry.
Which you can't even tell.
Yeah, you can't tell.
It's good.
My sister paid full price at like $5,000. My Fui Vuitton was like $280. I got it in, where'd I get it? Like Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Bangkok. I got it in Bangkok.
You went in one of those back rooms,
didn't
you?
I did, in Bangkok. So it wouldn't shock me if all that stuff in Bangkok is shipped from China.
Yeah.
But it's a really good knockoff.
It really is. It looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, it could pass easily, right?
Yeah,
so maybe it is true. Who knows? I thought that was crazy, though, the way they flooded the market with these videos yesterday.
It was weird.
It was.
Yeah. Who knows?
It just didn't make sense. It's like, okay, is any of this true? Are they really behind everything?
So far, I haven't felt any effects or anything, but I mean, it's coming. Obviously, you know, Boeing's going to be affected because they're not taking any Boeing shipments. Yesterday, they announced that we need some kind of semiconductor or something that's really important to us in America, and they stopped shipping that. But all I know is I got my hair clips, so that's all I
got.
It. Yeah.
Crisis averted.
I got 20 of them for $2, so I'm good. That's all I needed.
That's it.
My hair clips.
All right, Jamie's got her hair clips. We're all good, folks. All right, it's tax day. Tax day, tax day. Man, what a miserable day. Man, I got to write a check today. You've got to write a check today, or at least soon.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. Some people don't. Good for you. But a lot of people do. And today's the day. If you don't get it in.
Shadell's first time ever asked to write a check.
Yeah. It sucked, too.
Did you already write it?
Oh, yeah.
It's already gone?
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. Almost $800.
He usually gets money back.
Yeah. Every time. This is the first time I've ever had to pay in.
And you file like the day you can officially file. You're like on it.
Well, this one, I was trying to wait a little bit to see if there was something that came up that I could use that money for. And then I was going to, I needed new tires for my car. I was like, sick. I'm going to file taxes. I'm going to get my return. And then I had to pay for my tires and the tax. Oh, it was awful.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That'll teach you to get a second job.
Yeah,
dude.
I know, dude. Yeah.
Don't work as hard.
Yeah, you try to better yourself and you get popped for it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right? Yeah. It's $700.
I can't believe you have to pay $700.
Yeah. I mean, I think what happened is the second job was filing the taxes as like that was my primary job, so they just weren't taking enough out.
Yeah.
Well, you better get on it.
Yeah.
You better get on
it. You should donate some clothes to Salvation Army.
Get that right off.
Yeah, because they just give you a blank receipt without a date on it, so you can file it for any year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love that about them.
That's sick.
And that girl you were dating, she was young enough. You should have accepted her.
As a dependent.
Yeah, as a dependent. You could have written her down. Oh, that was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Get it for free, and you can catch her program there anywhere you go. And the podcast later on today, you were talking about the Rockies. Rockies.
Oh, so bad.
How they're terrible, folks. They're so terrible.
Hold on, let me find it.
What are they? 3-4, 2-3, 12. 8-4. Oh boy.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's really, really bad. I just posted about it. Yeah, it said it's the worst in franchise history.
I thought this year we were gonna make a run for the World Series. I really did.
I don't know.
I thought we had a chance.
Yeah, yeah, we don't. I mean, it's really bad.
We do have the Nuggets at the playoffs.
Yeah.
Abs are headed to playoffs,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
Eventually. So all that's coming up. So really the only bad team we have is the Colorado Rockies.
But the worst start in franchise history?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How long is the coach going to last?
I don't know.
I don't think they even care.
Hey, Spadil, how long is he going to last?
I think Bud Black will be there until he just wants to leave. The coach doesn't really do that much in baseball, so.
All right. I got some audio here. I guess last night, one of the guys that roams the stands for the Atlanta Braves tried to pick up a girl.
He asked
for her number.
Wait, what are you talking about?
There's a guy out in the stands with a microphone.
Oh, okay.
And he's out talking to Braves fans and wants to know, hey, you're here to support the Braves, are you? And the girl that he's talking to is extremely hot.
Okay.
And so they have a conversation between the booth and him about getting her number.
Oh.
And people are outraged about it.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. They're saying that's not the place.
Is everybody mad about everything today?
To approach her.
Well, blue origin.
Guy's just trying to get a number.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he probably thought it was cute. She probably thought it was cute, right?
All right. Well, here's the audio, okay. And then we'll go from there, okay?
Right. We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings.
His name is Wiley?
Yeah.
Wiley Let's Coyote?
Go Wiley.
Things to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why people are upset.
Me either.
I
mean, that goes nowhere.
A good time out there in the stands, right?
Yeah, people be mad about everything.
They are.
Right?
They are for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah. All right, all fair. You guys have been talking about AI a lot. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
I found a mix that was done by AI, and you're right. It's incredible. I don't even understand it. I just don't get AI. I don't get the best what the best one out there is. I know ChatGPT was
ChatGPT Pro is the one that you have to pay for. Okay. That's the best one. And then my kid uses Claude, which is it actually does writing. Like
there's
what
a Grok
is that called?
Coding.
It codes. Yeah.
There's tons of different ones out there. I saw yesterday they put the Bee Gees and AC/DC into an AI.
Okay.
And came up with a song. A mashup, basically.
Right.
But AI did it, not some producer in some studio to mix it up. All right, you want to hear what it sounds like? Here we go.
Talk about this off the air. It's funny because it's not funny, but graphic artists are gonna be without jobs. Now mixer, production people. I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't
it? Pretty good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I would have never AC/DC at the Bee Gees.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you've got to be smoking something just to come up with it, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Then you put it in the AI and it pops this stuff out. I just don't get it. I've used one. And, I do elementary stuff, like, okay, my kid's first grade project, okay, something like that. But it's amazing how it just pops back everything in an instant.
Well, and my kid was talking about, Carson's post, right, of Nash or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, your page is showing you guys' age. And I go, why? And he goes, Mom, did you do that? Because he can't see who posts or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, no, I didn't do that. Why? Because he thought he was slamming me. And he goes, oh, look, I used AI to draw Nash in a race car.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Listen, this app that I was using, I was fooling around with ChatGPT, and that was way better than the app that I downloaded. But
yeah.
It was just a trial run because I was like, I wonder, but like ChatGPT, you can actually upload like a selfie of Nash. And it'll recreate. All you have to do is tell, like, I want a banner in the background, all this
but
stuff.
But you can actually have his real picture.
Yeah, but this app was like, I had to describe the guy to a T. I had to do, I want the car, the side of the car to say this. And if I got, like, a period out of place, it just put, like, if you see on the banner, it says, congrats, NASCAR, and it says, morning show under that. I'm like, how did that that happened. I was like, I quit. I'm just going to use it.
And it's funny because he goes, you know, they've known about AI since the beginning of computers.
Right.
And he goes, you guys are just, I could, well, at our age, we don't care what other people think.
Yeah. You know, and when you get a guy like your son, okay, who kind of, I mean, really knows the AI platform.
Yeah.
Then when you post something that's stupid, he points it out big time.
Well, he thought he was slamming me. He's like, Mom, you're showing your age on Facebook. He's like, did you really try to put Nash in a sports car?
I thought it was pretty good.
If you're, I
did too. Come on. I mean, yeah, it says congrats NASCAR, and then in little print, morning show under it.
He goes,
and then BJJB on the car, but I thought it was
He
okay.
goes, Mom, you can tell you're just now starting out in AI.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I couldn't even do what you did, Carson, so props to you, okay? But I know better than to post anything that I do.
But 18-year-olds are hazing us
all the time. No, we can't do anything good.
No, but I mean, it is funny because they've been using it forever. But then he was just telling me this whole, I mean, they are, because he's in AI class. He has an AI class. Yeah. They actually teach it.
That's crazy. That?
At the university.
I could see it, yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I feel like they're kind of scaring them, though, because he was just talking about how, you know, literally, I mean, robots are going to take over, and they can recreate us. After we die, they'll learn us so much that they will recreate us, and there'll be a Jamie in 80 years.
And it's hard to
and
forecast.
I'm like, what?
A Jamie 2.0.
It's hard to forecast today what jobs it's going to take 3 years from now. You can't even really come up with it, because you would think that coding would be safe. It would be a safe place to go and not have AI take over. But AI is going to take that over too, as you mentioned.
Yeah. It's what's scary to me is not knowing what's AI and what is.
Yeah.
That's where I can't stand it, because I don't know if they've dubbed over people's, you know, mouths and AI'd it and all that. You know, I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Everything I see now, first thing I think is fake.
Yeah.
Okay. Or AI generated, not fake, but AI generated, that you're not seeing what actually you think you're seeing. Okay.
I question everything.
I throw up a flag every single time now.
I do
now.
Too. Because I'm like,
we've been burned so many times.
Well, yeah. I mean, we still are, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Was Bernie Sanders at Coachella? That's my number one question this morning. Are you telling me that Bernie Sanders was at Coachella and he spent 3 days in a desert?
He was in a tent.
How did he survive? I don't know if that's real.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. Next, here on the program.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, yesterday was a day of some wobbles. You know, Jeff Bezos, he put up the blue orbit, and when it landed, he did a face plant. And everybody... And then
tripped.
Lauren was mad because, you know, Lauren, like, is the glamour model wifey to be. And she's like, oh, my God, you became a meme. And I was in space and nobody even cared, Jeffrey.
He couldn't get the door open.
Yeah.
And he fell on his face. Man, it was just a big Charlie Fox truck.
It was. And that wasn't the only problem that happened yesterday. Yesterday, Vice President J.D. Vance broke Ohio State's trophy.
Man, I got to tell you, I saw that video, okay? That trophy is junk.
Yeah.
Okay, all he did was pick it up and it fell apart.
Well, it's two pieces that way.
I think somebody took the screws out.
No, it's two pieces. That's why.
And why is it two pieces? Why is it
But it fell apart.
Because it's two pieces.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be two pieces is the point. You should be attached to the base.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He tried to hoist the trophy. He didn't count on the trophy's golden top being designed to separate from its base. So after he struggled, the vice president lost his grip on the two pieces and it fell to the ground. And he made a joke and he said, I didn't want anyone after Ohio State to get the trophy, so I decided to break it. Yeah, it was a day yesterday, right? Everybody's just fumbling. This is kind of a mess. Savannah, Chris, what was that?
I was watching the trophy fall, sorry.
I was like, what was that? That was weird. This is a mess. Savannah Chrisley, you know her because she's the daughter of Chrisley Knows Best. Both her parents are in jail. which is just bizarre, right?
Prison, yeah.
Yeah, for tax evasion and all from fraud and stuff. Well, anyway, her boyfriend that she was dating, they have broken up after 2 years. Listen to who her boyfriend is. I didn't even know this. They've been dating for 2 years. His name is Robert Shiver, and he is known for surviving his ex-wife's alleged murder-for-hire plot.
So her boyfriend,
yeah,
is a guy that his former wife tried to kill him.
Yeah.
By hiring somebody to do it.
Right.
Man, I love that.
What
I
a
love
couple
crimes.
These two are.
Yeah.
they got some drama going on.
Yeah,
some
good stuff there. I mean, like, the dinner table is very interesting.
Yeah.
yeah, so they broke up.
Can you imagine, right, like, the first couple dates that they went on? So,
right.
What's going on with you? What's new in your world?
I mean, who has the better story, yeah, right? Like, it's kind of crazy.
Well, my ex-wife hated me so much she tried to kill me. So.
Exactly. Like, how'd you know? What happened? Oh, crazy. Duck Dynasty, the revival. I didn't know it was coming back. Did you guys?
I saw it today.
You did?
But I had no idea. No.
Idea. It's going to premiere May 28th on A&E.
Didn't the old man die?
No, he's in...
He's just sick or something?
Phil, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Phil and his wife, Miss K, they're back together in a care facility.
Oh, okay.
She's recovering in the hospital from an infection following a fall. That's where she was. And then he was in professional care. And they had been separated because she was in the hospital, and he got real, real sad. And now they're back together in the nursing
home. Now, was this a show that you watched?
At the beginning, it was big.
Yeah, I think that's me. I watched a few at the very beginning.
Yeah, remember they had product everywhere, even at the gas station.
Yeah.
Remember they had all that Duck Dynasty stuff everywhere, Walmart and at the gas station. And then I think they found like old video or something of Phil being racist.
No, I think. Well, I don't know. I don't know that for sure.
Controversial statements about LGBTQ members.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Okay.
And then they pulled it.
Yeah. So now they're back, I guess, A&E. And so it says, I don't know, it's about ducks and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to work second time around.
Yeah, it kind of had, I mean, it was big. It was huge, and it had its run.
It will never get back to what it was,
no,
that's for sure. But I don't even know if it'll work now.
But who knew that you could make millions of dollars off of duck calls? That is crazy. I wish I had one.
It was fascinating when it started.
We used to go out to the refuge
in
Southern Illinois with our duck calls, and we'd stand on the platform and call them in.
Did it work?
I was horrible at it. No. They just looked at me like, what the hell? We
are not. What is that woman doing over there?
We're not falling for that.
You are not a goose.
You don't look like a goose.
Right,
you don't walk like a goose. You're not a goose.
I really tried, though. Sean Diddy Combs has pleaded not guilty Monday to two new charges, added Jim.
All right, now his trial's coming up, you know.
Is it?
May 5th.
Whoa, I
May
didn't know
5th.
That.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
I mean, we're only a couple of weeks away, man. It's going to be a big deal.
What does everybody think?
I think he's in trouble.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be in the big house for a long, long time. I think he's guilty of a lot of stuff, and I think he's going to get thrown at him. But it starts, and it's going to be pretty fascinating.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to be on TV or if they've got cameras in there or not.
Well, I don't know either because two of the victims have to remain anonymous because they're sexual assault victims. And so victim two and victim one, I don't know how they're doing that.
I haven't seen a ruling on that. So I don't know if we're going to be able to see it or if we just get reports, you know, those sketches they do. We may get the artist's rendition of it.
There's headlines this morning, too, that say that trial date may get delayed a little bit.
Well, they're trying to, but... Yeah. Last night, from what I heard, it's on.
Like Donkey Kong?
It is on like Donkey Kong. She doesn't walk like a goose. She doesn't talk like a goose. She's not a goose. Don't fall for it, ducks.
Our boss is just so annoyed with me. He just doesn't even think I'm funny. But he goes, see you later, or see you. And I go, wouldn't want to be you. And he's like,
He did. He gave one of those just like, oh, I'm so over you.
Yeah. I just got in the elevator. they're telling everybody, listen, this is very, very important. I'm doing a public service announcement here. They're telling everybody that you can't or you shouldn't buy a bunny and give it as an Easter gift.
Can you still do that?
Yeah, you can still.
I didn't know you could.
Yep. Yeah, I had a bunny.
I did too.
TJ Thumpet.
Did you?
Mine was Angora.
Angora?
He was an Angora bunny.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of
Yeah. I didn't know what mine was.
Floppy?
He ended up being a dead bunny.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it just didn't work out. Didn't work out.
What does that mean?
I'd rather not go into it. It's traumatizing.
Oh, no.
It was a bad Easter.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway. Yeah. It says that you shouldn't. It's a whole long story. Look it up. Google it.
Yeah. Time. Now, they still do that? I had no idea. And can you still do the chicks?
Yeah.
Because people used to do chicks, too, colored.
Yeah.
Remember? They were blue, red, orange.
You can get
chicks,
but I think you have to say, like, you're buying them for your farm.
They dye them. I don't know if they allow that anymore. You dip them and dye them.
Oh, I don't think they dye them. They don't dye them anymore. No, but at rural,
at
Rural King, they have a big trough of them, and you can go and pick them up.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Wow.
I'm guessing Menards probably does it too.
Same with Murdoch's. Murdoch's has like a little pen that they have with heat lamps, and you can go buy chicks.
Go buy chicks.
Yep.
They're so cute,
Get
too.
Out of here.
Yeah, they're just out in the open.
I keep thinking, like, I want to buy a few and put them out of the cabin and see if they'll stay around the river in my area.
Oh, they won't last maybe a week.
Well, we'll eat them. A snake?
A coyote?
On the river?
Bobcat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's ducks out there.
But they can fly away.
Well, there's other things.
They can also stay in the water.
Yeah.
They can also stay in the water.
So
right.
Can ducks.
Keep them out of the way.
So can little chicks, can't they?
No, they won't. They'll get eaten.
You're no fun.
Oh, so you're all about that, are you? Buy a few chicks, see how long they last?
Hey, it's food chain, man. Yeah. It's food chain. It's food chain.
But yeah, coyotes will get them.
Are we going to talk about Carson today?
Yeah, we can do it next if you want. Right.
No, I'm very, like,
narcissist.
No.
Narcissist.
Okay.
The
ultimate
narcissist.
Yeah.
I was hoping you forgot about that.
No, I didn't.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll get to that when we come back.
Okay, because I have proof. I have proof.
All right.
I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this tax day. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I hate to say it for you. All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Tuesday, going to be a beautiful day today. 72, I think, for a high. So not too bad, but snow on the way by Friday, they say. Maybe some rain on Thursday, but snow by Friday. All right, let's talk about Carson real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, I don't know what you're about to bring up.
I know. I was going to text you last night and tell you, but then I thought, well, maybe it's just better to just spring it on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, it's little Debbie's birthday this weekend.
Okay.
Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet.
How old is she?
Right?
Three years old. Now, a 3-year-old little girl, right? So cute.
Yeah.
She is adorable, by the way. And she is a madhouse on that bike.
Oh, she's going to be on two wheels by herself in no time.
She is so brave. I mean, it is amazing, right? Yeah. So anyway, adorable little girl. Now, what would you think if you're having a birthday party for a little 3-year-old little girl? Like, you'd probably do what? Like My Little Pony, maybe?
Maybe a
bicycle party? She loves bicycling.
Even at 3 years old, you kind of get an idea what they like.
Yeah, you know.
But enough to theme it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at 3 years old, even when they get to 4 and 5, they're not going to remember the 3
anyway.
They're
not going to remember.
So
but
you
know what they love. You know what they love.
Absolutely.
Like, we did, like, my son loved Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell based on the balloons at Party City what kids love, right? Because all the balloons are up there. There's Elmo. There's, like, we did Can You Build It? Yes, We Can.
Yeah.
So we had Builder Bob. We had the cake was dirt with like little, you know,
bulldozers.
Well, here we're having, guess what we're having? We're having a birthday party for Carson.
Wait a minute.
Birthday party for Carson.
What do you mean?
All right. So the theme is Little Debbie's hat trick.
Uh-huh.
First hat tricks because she's 3.
Is that not narcissistic?
So does that make sense?
Does she know what a hat trick is?
No, she has no idea.
I mean, she knows what hockey
because this is Carson's birthday party.
What are you doing?
That's what I mean!
It's like when you set your wife to Arizona for a hockey game.
No,
like,
but
here's
your
Christmas present.
But going back to this, it's like BJ having pony rides, right? For a frog.
Yeah.
And giving them all whips so they can like spank them in the butt so they can race.
Yeah. So we race ponies like it's horse racing. And I think horse racing, I think the ponies is closer than a hat trick in hockey.
It would be like if Schmidil had a child, right? Yeah. A three-year-old. They would have a blow-up doll pinata, right?
Yeah. Blow-up doll pinata.
And an OnlyFans
kid. Yeah, OnlyFans
theme.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't do what you love for your child's birthday. You do what the child loves.
I think at 3 years old, we did either Mickey Mouse or Bluey.
Right.
One of the two.
You do what your child loves. Not, you don't push your agenda on your child.
Listen, she had her moment for Halloween. We did Zootopia. We all dressed up as Zootopia for Halloween.
It's Carson's birthday party.
And, listen, the only time you can do her first hat trick is when she's three. So it just makes sense.
No, it doesn't. No,
it makes
and
no
she
sense.
Loves hockey. It we makes got her no a sense. Hot. We got her own.
She
hockey
loves hockey because you're forcing it on her.
No. We play hockey. We play knee hockey when the abs are on all the time.
I mean, my dad loved to fish, but we didn't have a fishing theme party.
No. Carson, you got to admit, I mean, that's kind of weird, actually.
It's narcissistic.
It is. It's very narcissistic.
Hold on. This is going to be awesome.
Textnado will even tell you that. At 303-22, Alice, if you're doing a party, I mean, she's 3 years old. She's a girl at 3 years old. Hockey is not her number one thing right now.
And hat trick is the theme.
Hat trick is a theme?
Her first hat trick. So now,
but that's you, because you know three is a hat trick. She has no idea.
And they're making hats.
But this is how we tie in the hats. Like, so, right, like, people get, like, a little bag of, like, little knickknacks and stuff like that and give to the kids that come or whatever. We bought everyone a hat, and even the adults, they can all, and we're going to do, like, a hat-making thing, like, a hat-making party.
She's three.
But she wants to put stickers on a hat, like, decals on a hat.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
It's Carson's birthday party.
It'd
be like me
and
my son, instead of doing Bob the Builder, we should have done Chippendales and Trulies.
There you go.
We even got, like, so I found this little knee hockey, like, rink. It's an actual, like, ice hockey rink, but knee hockey. Mm-hmm. And we got both halves, so we're going to make a full rink in the place that we're having the party at, so the kids can play around with, like, you know, play hockey and stuff.
I'm telling you, again, my dad, his passion was fishing, but he never forced it down my throat like
Come
this
on.
Guy is with his daughter.
She loves to play hockey in the
I love to fish. I love to fish, but we didn't do a whole thing all the time.
It might be the most bizarrest 3-year-old party I've ever heard of. I'm serious. It really is.
Her
it's
first
weird.
Hat trick.
They
Come
don't
on,
have that
three.
Balloon at Party City, but, I can tell you that. Up on the wall, you know, with Elmo and all the other princess and all that. They don't have a hat trick balloon.
Yeah. It's like Lisa. I know we're throwing all these, it's like her doing a pottery party for a 3-year-old.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
She's into pottery. It's like me, you know, throwing a golf theme party for a 3-year-old.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Because you love golf.
Because I love golf. Yeah.
I know.
It's my passion forced into their party.
Yeah,
and
because
that's kind of backwards.
That's the thing. I mean, because I do feel like you're forcing her to love hockey and she's three. Like, it's all she can know. She's not allowed to know anything else. Like,
hasn't your wife even brought up that, hey, we might be doing something.
No, because he actually does wear the pants in the family.
But I'm just saying.
She actually, because I was the one. She was like, oh, maybe we should do like a bunny party because she likes bunnies.
See?
And I was like, all right, I'll throw out my idea, then we can feel free to turn it down. But I was like, how about her first hat trick? Because she's three. She likes the Avalanche. Kind of makes sense. Like,
it should have been bunnies.
She's into hockey.
Bunny would have been better.
Bunny
at least.
Been.
Make a bunny the puck or whatever, you know.
Bunny the puck?
Hey, that's just bizarre in a way. It is.
I got her. I'm really excited because I got her, like, you know, she's doing
a
good
jersey.
On a Strider bike. I got her a jersey.
Gift for a 3-year-old.
But I got her, like, rollerblades, too. Her first pair of rollerblades.
Oh, my God. Talk about a guy wanting his kid to be a hockey player.
Yeah.
No princess in our house. There will be no princess.
You will wear these skates and you will like it.
Dude, you're just trying to make her live vicariously through you.
Yeah, or vice versa, or whatever, however that works.
However that works. But, yeah, it's All right, well, enjoy the party.
Yeah.
That ought to be a blast.
Bree, I back you on the bunnies, man.
Yeah. Somebody says, PJ, why can't a girl like a girl can.
That's not
the
point.
But not at 3 years old, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't even know hockey. You don't know rules. You don't know hat trick. You know nothing.
And again, I will bring up, I love to fish, but my dad didn't force me to have a fishing party.
Exactly.
All I know is when the Avs are on, she says, Dad, let's play Avalanche.
Not
and
everybody.
I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Everybody has to show up in a Bill Dance, like a little, you know, a Bass Pro Shop outfit. That's what that's like.
Jamie's large mouth party.
Think about it. You can give out overalls as party famers.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, anyway, so did I prove my point?
Yeah. That is weird.
No, you didn't.
It is a little weird, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You'll have a good time.
It's his birthday party.
Right, you'll have a good time. She won't, but you will. You'll have a blast.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tax Tuesday.
I have an update. I'm sorry. I have an update. By the way, very mixed opinions about Narcissist Carson.
Yeah, the hat trick. There are some people that are saying that no big deal. It's cool.
It's cute. And then a lot of people saying, wow.
Wow.
They should just say wow.
Wow.
But here's what I just learned.
What?
Now I know why he's having a birthday party for himself.
Why?
Instead of the bunny party, he's having a hat trick party. Because a little Debbie's party, birthday is on Friday, and Carson turns 40 on Sunday.
39? 39, thank you very much.
So,
yes, it was his 40th birthday party.
You.
That's why he's having it for him.
So you've decided to steal the party for yourself.
Exactly.
The hat trick.
Yeah,
I get it.
Listen, we're just a family full of hockey lovers.
So it's a combo party, right? Yeah. That's it. That would make more sense. Is that what we're doing?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's
now.
What it is.
Don't sway the people's thoughts.
Happy 40th, Carson. Yeah.
39!
Which means that your daughter, little Debbie, will never get her own party.
No, ever.
Because it's going to always be this
way. It's always going to be 2 days apart. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it was so funny because Schmidl came in here and he goes, so you're going to be 40 on Sunday, right? And you should have seen Carson. Yeah. He was like a Tasmanian devil.
I was like, listen, bro, calm down. How old are you?
35. Yeah, I thought you were 39 right now, though.
No, I'm 30. I'm 39.
You're turning 39.
I'm turning 39.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not 40 yet. Man, that just insulted him.
40's a big number.
It is a big number.
It's a big number. You get out of your 30s, 40's a big number.
It's a shocking number is what it is.
40 and 50 both are.
Because when you hit 40, you're like, is this it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because you remember your parents being 40 and they were so old, right? When they hit 40, you're like,
brain,
oh my God, they're so freaking old.
The 30s are the best.
Yeah, they were fun.
You
so
know,
enjoy
I mean,
this last year.
Now I'm going to soak it up.
Downhill from here, pal. Right, you were talking about Gail King. Let me talk about that for a minute.
No, wait.
Here.
Can I tell you something, though? It's the PLF.
What's PLF?
Pre-launch face.
Pre-launch face?
It's gone viral.
Well, I thought you said space face.
No, pre-launch face.
Okay.
It's pre-launch face.
All right. She was scared to death yesterday, okay, walking out there. But I got her back
to
on
the,
this
to
because
the Blue Origin.
I would be shocked, too, and scared that I'm about to be launched into space or to the edge of space on a rocket that it's only gone up a handful of times, and you're going to be strapped in there to this, you know, Roman candle.
So what we're talking about is that the all the, you know, the glamour squad, the glamour squad went on a rocket.
They were on the Blue Origin yesterday, Jeff Bezos' pet project.
Yeah.
And they were going off to the edge of space. And when they got onto the flight, you could see the video showed the girls were just so excited.
So excited.
Katy Perry was excited. You had Lauren Sanchez. She was very excited. Her boyfriend had bought her a rocket. Okay. And then you had Gail. Gail was terrified.
And she went viral with the PLF. Pre-launch face.
Pre-launch face. And you could see it. And I'll bet you when she got inside that rocket, she got strapped in, she didn't say a word.
No, she was. So all those girls were like, woo. You know, they were woo girls.
Yeah.
But you know how when you are finding something not funny and everybody else is like, oh my God, so funny. And you're just getting more and more irritated.
Every day. Every single day.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Everybody laughing around you. Usually, you're the subject.
Yeah, so everybody was ringing the bell. And they were all excited. And then she looks like she wants to turn around.
I was worried that she was going to throw up.
Yeah, that too. She looked like...
She got in over her head is what happened. She had second thoughts, and she did not want to go. She didn't want to go, but it was too late. She had already committed. The world was watching.
Well, not only that, they probably did her weights and, you know, everything that they need to launch.
Yeah.
They took her weight and her height and all, you know, all that crap.
I defend her because I wouldn't go. You couldn't pay me enough to go in that rocket at all. Even though it's gone up safely, you know, a couple of times, there's always that one chance. But you could tell on her face that this was a bad idea.
And
you had Oprah pushing her along.
Well, Oprah's the one that told her to do it.
Do it.
Yeah, because she didn't want to do it. Yeah. And so it looked like she was getting ready to cry because everybody else was so happy. And she just looked like she either, like Carson said, was going to be sick, maybe turn around. I don't know. She just was going to cry.
She should have stormed out of there.
Well, she should have said...
Once she got locked in there and strapped in, she should have thrown a fit. Oh. She would have been all over the world news today.
Well, she would have. Yeah.
If she'd thrown a fit and walked from it, I'm not doing this. Well, this is crazy.
And the thing is, the fact that Oprah pushed her, you know, because she said she wasn't going to do it, and Oprah said, I don't want to hear about it. When you have regrets, you better get on that thing. And, you know, Oprah's pretty bossy.
That's what she said to her?
Yeah.
She pressured her?
She did pressure her. Yeah,
oh,
I think we have the interview from that.
No kidding.
Yeah, she said she really pressured her. I don't want to hear your regrets.
Wow.
And you know, when Oprah is like in your face telling you got to go, I feel like you got to go.
Yeah,
a little bit of pressure,
yeah.
Or she'll hit you.
Well, I don't know if she'll hit you.
I think she would. I think she'd take a swing at you. Oprah, she looks like that person.
Did you find it, Shmadel?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Terror on her face as she rang the bell, an astronaut tradition.
Here at the bell, and I shouldn't.
I think it's going to be cathartic in so many ways for
her.
She told us that she was surprised that you told her to do it. Why did you want her to do this?
I felt deeply that she would regret it, and I didn't want to hear about it for the next 15 years. I wish I had gone.
During the flight.
See? Oprah's
she got pressured into it. Or she was going to hit her. That's it.
She was going to hit her. Now I'm agreeing with you. You're
either doing it or you're getting one of these. Cross the chops, girl. And she crawled in there all scared. Poor thing.
I know, right?
Poor Gail.
I do feel sorry, but I actually do.
I'll bet she pooped her pants.
She might have.
Yeah, because she had to be just scared. You know what?
She was nauseated for sure.
She was.
You know?
But if you go back and watch the video, the look on her face is she does not want to crawl in this rocket at all. And she was really happy when she got back.
She was happy. My God. Right? She was like, yay.
We talked about this earlier this morning. I can't believe all the people that went after them yesterday. I mean, there were a lot of people that were just saying this was a joke. They didn't go where they say they go.
You actually have audio from, what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Radakowski.
Emily Radakowski. She was one of the women that spoke out against this.
Saying that you care about Mother Earth and it's about Mother Earth and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what? For what? What was the marketing there? And then to try to make it like, I'm disgusted. Literally, I'm disgusted.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jamie. They kind of turned it into a carnival ride.
It did.
You know, space is for exploration, right?
Yeah.
You're exploring.
Yeah.
You're trying to learn new things. You're doing tests up there. You're trying to, you know, advance humankind, okay? And you send these four up. Really?
And their hair was perfectly coiffed when they got off.
Yeah.
And they all had lip gloss on, which I couldn't believe. I'm like, where did they put their lip gloss in their suits? Because they all had lipstick and lip gloss
on. Because when they kissed the ground, all that dirt stuck to it.
Yeah, but they reapplied.
You've got Katy Perry up there singing Roar.
I know.
What a joke. She turned it into a carnival.
Oh, my God.
It's a circus. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
From the Belco Studios, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday, Tax Tuesday, that is. Hey, I got something I want to play because it reminded me of you, Jamie.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
All right. Remember that time you told me that you, was it an edible or something? You were laying in the driveway Remember, you were lying in the driveway.
Yeah.
And you were all paranoid and getting all crazy.
When I thought my cat could talk.
Yeah. Remember that?
The only time I'd ever smoked pot.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This was years ago.
Yeah. The worst day of my life.
It's like 8 or 9 years ago. Jamie and I just gotten together to do this show, maybe a year into it or so, and she was telling me about this event with her and this person.
We were in the parking garage. And I couldn't go. Okay, so this is what happened. So there was a convention or something, like a boat show or something. I don't know. And he's like, "You want to smoke some pot?" And I was like, "Okay."
We've all been there.
Yeah. Okay. So we smoked some pot, and then I had a panic attack because I'm not a fan of the marijuana.
Yeah.
And I had a panic attack, and I couldn't go in. I literally could not go in. And I was just freaked out. And so then he took me home. And then I was like, "How long does this last?" And he said, "For a while," which made me cry.
Oh.
And then I said, "You have to take me to the ER because I'm going to die." And then I saw my cat and I was like, "I know you can talk to me. Just go ahead and talk to me." And the cat is looking at me and I'm like, "Listen, Clifford, it's between you and me. I know you can talk to me. I won't tell anybody."
Okay. All right.
Wow.
With all that being said, that is somewhat identical to what I'm about to play for you, okay?
Awful.
Right, Spadil?
Isn't
it very close?
Yeah.
When I saw this yesterday and saved it for today's show, and I wanted to wait until after kids got to school, okay?
Yeah, it was because the worst day of my life.
I would have loved to be there for to your cat.
No.
That would have been.
That part was kind of funny because then I realized I really did that day feel like it could talk to me. I'm not going to lie. Don't you ever think that they, even if you're not stoned, that they could talk to you?
Zane and I have conversations.
No, I don't.
No, come on.
You can play along. You can play along if you want to, Carson, but no.
I never looked
my dog in the eye and say, "Okay, what are you saying? What are you saying? What it, you want to do? What now? I don't have that conversation.
Really?
No, he's a dog. It's a dog.
I took Clifford's paw and my pinky, and I super swore him that I would never tell anybody.
There you go. Okay. All right. Now listen. When you get to that point right there, you are messed up. You're buzzing. All right. You're buzzing. All right. This guy here. It's a guy. He's a black guy. And he's asking why you white people make your edible so damn strong.
I'm with him.
Now, he's sitting in a car, much like Jamie, in a parking garage, okay? You see why I thought of her, right?
Yeah, he looks like he's having a bad time.
Oh,
yeah.
I had the worst. I never, ever would do it again in my life.
This guy, now, I've never had an edible, but from what I understand today, they're very strong.
They're very strong, and edibles actually last a lot longer than if you just smoke it. So it's like even more.
And you can tell that this guy, much like Jamie,
there's no fun in marijuana.
Got high and then like, "Oh my God, I don't want to stay up here.
I want to stop now.
I want it to stop now. You didn't tell me it was going to last." All right, listen to this guy after the edible.
"Why do white people make their edibles so strong? What are you running from? Why am I tasting colors? I just wanted to go to Target. Now I gotta call somebody to come get me because my car turned into a spaceship and I don't know how to fly it. I'm not an astronaut."
I'm so high.
Why am I tasting colors?
I totally feel that guy because when we went to San Diego a couple years ago, I took an edible with some friends. We went to the zoo. I thought the monkeys were coming after me.
I remember that.
It was terrifying.
It's not fun. I don't know. I mean, Spadil, I know that you're a pot. I just have that's just not fun.
I don't like edibles for that reason, actually. Because if they get out of hand, they never end.
It's
you're
a bad
high
time.
For like 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was a good lesson that it's not my thing, right? But I'm like that guy. Like, how do you people do this?
Why do you white people make it so strong? There's no reason for it to be this strong.
No,
you could take just a pinch of it, and that's plenty.
Well, I think that is one thing that happens is people don't feel like it kicked in, so then they take a little bit more.
Oh,
right?
That's really common.
Exactly. Yeah, and then it's too late because the other one's already kicked in, and now this other one's kicked in.
And now you're at the point of no return.
Now you think your car is a spaceship.
listen again. All right, listen again. He's eating an edible, and boy, does he regret it.
"Why do white people make their edibles so strong? What are you running from?
You just hear it in his voice. It's like, I'm miserable. I am miserable.
Why do white people make their edibles so strong? What are you running from? Why am I tasting colors? I just wanted to go to Target. Now I gotta call somebody to come get me because my car turned into a spaceship and I don't know how to fly it. I'm not an astronaut.
I'm so high.
I'm so high. And when you watch the video, it's even better because this guy is buzzing.
He's got tears in his eyes.
He's scared to death.
Yeah, he is.
His car's a spaceship. He doesn't know how to fly it. Can't get home. He's stuck in a garage like Jamie, right?
Oh, my God, of course.
That's some good audio. All right, we'll post the video. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I like how Westminster's using pothole palooza.
I know, right?
Is that just filling up some potholes? Is that what that's all about?
And can I just tell you guys, if you're on I-70 going up to Genesee, it is terrifying. The potholes and the ruts on I-70 up around Genesee, my Jeep kept getting caught in the rut, and it just pulls you off the road. It is terrifying.
I haven't been up there.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I've seen people post about it, though.
It's so bad.
This pothole palooza is Westminster. Are they aware that the Palooza people can sue them?
I know, because we got sued.
I've not been sued. I've been warned of a lawsuit before. And I know as a company here, the Odyssey company, we're all told we can't use Palooza.
Palooza's trademarked.
Yeah, it's a trademarked item. What was that again?
It was Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Years ago, right?
Because we did Lollapalooza for the lawn seats. Yeah. We did a whole thing where we gave away lawn seats to a concert. It was Lollapalooza, and we got...
You got flagged for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll sue you.
Yeah, they will.
All right, Westminster, you're on your own. Every time I see it, though, that's what I think of.
Yeah, you're
not wrong.
Of
like, okay, man, I'd keep that on the down low if I were you.
Yeah.
That little pothole palooza. I mean, it's cute and everything. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
and I think the Lollapalooza has been gone long enough that you could probably use it. But they'll sue your butt, man. They're looking for money.
I was like, I remember getting so adamant, too. I'm like, it's a lawn. Lollapalooza.
I know. It's the word palooza. Palooza, for some reason, trademarked.
Yeah.
And you cannot use it anywhere.
So ridiculous.
And they'll come after you, too.
I know.
They'll track you down. Hmm. All right, the Mighty Millions raffle. Let's mention that real quick here because...
I'm excited because I'm going to win.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You got tickets that first time around,
didn't you? Yeah, I did. But this is pretty cool because there's another deadline. I love talking about this because there's so much to win, and I feel like it's all going to be mine.
Well, and the thing is, you want to have tickets for every drawing.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't want to just buy your tickets later on and be in the one drawing for the big house or whatever. Why not give yourself the best chances to win something?
Yeah, because these are the add-ons, you guys. So get your tickets before midnight Friday, and you can win the 2025 Audi SQ7 plus... a trip to Switzerland or $125,000 in cash.
This is called the early bird drawing, and that deadline is Friday.
Right.
Now, the drawing's not Friday, but the deadline to buy your tickets is Friday at 12 midnight. Then they have that cash drawing. They have like 30 days of vacation drawing that comes up later on. Then the house, of course. But this early bird, you got to get in on this if you're going to get tickets, all right?
And the house. Don't forget, they're still throwing in that house.
Yeah.
You know.
MightyMillionsRaffle.com. That's where you go. MightyMillionsRaffle.com to get your tickets and do it today. Or make sure you do it at least this week, okay?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I have proof in the pudding.
Proof in whose pudding? Well, whose pudding are you dealing with over there?
Remember when you said you never, ever, ever thought your dog could talk to you?
My dog cannot talk to me in human terms, you know?
Well, guess
Language.
What?
Language.
Guess what?
What?
I bet if you were a dolphin, you wouldn't think that a human could talk to you. What are you getting at? Here, I answered for you. Google is talking to dolphins using Pixel phones and AI.
No, they're not.
Yes, it says a new AI model from Google.
All right. You know what? Yeah, okay, maybe they're talking to dolphins, but the dolphin's not talking back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But did you ever think as a dolphin a human would be able to talk to you? No.
A human can talk to any animal, Jamie. It's the reverse. It's the moose talking to you. Okay, that's the issue. I can sit and talk to my dog all day. Okay, I get that part. All right. And I can see where AI can talk to dolphins or what, but the dolphin does not answer you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he chirps, but that's it.
Dolphin Gamma is what it's called. It was created using dolphin language data collected for over 40 years. It was built specifically for Pixel devices. Google plans to share Dolphin Gamma as an open model this summer, and eventually we'll be able to talk to dolphins. And
nice.
They'll be able to...
Well, that should come in handy when I'm down at Chatfield over the weekend. I'm sure I'll find a dolphin down at Chatfield.
Right?
Can't wait for that to come
all
out.
All right, well, anyway, just...
When's the last time you've been in a situation where you would have talked to a dolphin?
When I was at SeaWorld. I would have talked to those dolphins.
Okay, okay, you answered it. Okay, all right, you did have an answer. Okay, I'll give that to you.
Yeah, remember, they've turned SeaWorld. They try to do this whole thing at SeaWorld. It's so funny.
Yeah.
They try to make it an animal sanctuary.
Yeah.
All these animals have been rescued.
Let me ask you something. Yeah, sure. If I'm the general manager over at SeaWorld,
yeah,
and they come to me with this AI thing from Google Chat, GPT, or wherever it's from, okay?
Right.
And they say, here, let's try this out with your dolphin. And I say, okay, that would be a great idea, because your SeaWorld all of a sudden becomes world renowned because you're the first to talk to a dolphin. What if the dolphin answers back, yeah, I'd like to no longer be in captivity. Could you release me to my friends in the ocean?
I'm so
then
sad.
You're gonna be, yeah, I'm the saddest dolphin on the planet because of you. You prick. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if we teach them prick.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if the dolphin comes back
would be bad.
And
that
complains
would,
about his captivity, all of a sudden, who's the schmuck? You know,
maybe you should have treated your dolphins better.
If I'm the general manager of SeaWorld, I say, shut that dolphin up. Shut him up. Shut him up now.
Is it the dolphin that has the dorsal fin that lays over when they're depressed?
No, that's orca.
It's orca?
That's orca.
Did you guys see that blackfish? Did you ever watch it? It's called Blackfish.
Yeah.
On CNN or whatever.
Well, I've never seen it, but I know what it's about.
It's so
sad. The sad one, yeah.
You guys, I actually cried.
Oh. Yeah, let's let that guy talk. Throw a little AI his direction. See what he's got to say. He'd be saying, hey, a-hole, look at my fin. Look at my fin. You think I'm happy? Yeah. You know what? I'm all for talking to these animals. You know what? Let's talk to Bambi out in the forest. He gets shot out 7 times a day.
Oh, they have a new reality show about that now. It's not a reality, but it's like Bambi, Revenge of Bambi.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
It looks crazy.
It looks so scary.
The Revenge of Bambi.
Gonna scar kids for life.
It is. Yeah, Bambi comes back and he's pissed.
It's called Bambi the Reckoning.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, he goes after the people that shot his mom.
Is this like Cocaine Bear or something?
Kinda.
Yeah, a little bit.
The Revenge of Bambi?
It's got some...
Remember when they made the Winnie the Pooh? The scary Whitney the Pooh one?
Whitney the Pooh?
Yeah.
Whitney
Houston?
They made a horror movie about Winnie the Pooh called Blood and Honey.
Like crazy.
I want to know who Whitney is.
I don't know why it said... I don't know why I thought it was Whitney.
Whitney? Did you really?
No, it just came out of my mouth. Whitney. I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
I thought you meant in all these years.
No,
you thought it was Whitney. Yeah. Whitney the Pooh.
It's a knockoff version of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, God. Anyway, hey, just so you guys know, there's a new pilot program coming out for Lyft where they can record everything you say inside a Lyft. Your friends, everything you say on a phone, everything. Supposedly, it's in a test phase right now for a lot of states because they want to hear you, I guess. You're supposed to be able to either opt in or whatever or opt out. But there's a girl in Canada and she was just 8-minute ride, and she was talking to her friends. Somehow, it sent back on her phone to her phone number everything in text that she had said.
So, does it use her phone while it through the app, or is it a different recording device?
It's a different recording device. It's the driver's app.
Oh,
the driver's app records everything you say.
Is that a bad thing?
Well,
I mean, I'm all for having a camera in Lyft.
Yeah,
I don't. No, I mean, there's been a lot of situations with Lyft and all these. I mean, these people are at work.
Well, yeah, driving an Uber, right?
Yeah, yeah. I would like to have a security camera and people know that it's actually on. So yeah.
And a recording device. You don't know when an altercation breaks out. How do you have proof who started it? And how it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
What unfolded? Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it. If you're going to order an Uber or Lyft, then it comes with the territory.
I don't know. I took one home after the Rockies game. I don't know.
But, you know, if you think about it, we all have that device.
Oh, the recording device?
Yeah. It's all on your phone. Yeah. All you got to do is turn it on, sit it in the seat. Nobody knows.
Well, she was not aware she was being recorded, so I guess that's the issue with that. Let's see here. People, the newest rage. Remember, we were turning ourselves into dolls and action figures? Well, now people are using ChatGPT to turn their dogs into humans. It's kind of funny, actually. You should do it. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, I may give it a try. Which one is it?
It's ChatGPT.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just...
I don't know how, but...
You just take a picture of your dog
and
put it into the ChatGPT.
I did it with my dog.
You did?
Yeah. It looks good, I guess. I don't really know what to say about it.
It looks good.
It does. It worked. Good. Yeah. I gave it a picture.
Looks good.
Don't understand though. What happens?
So I gave ChatGPT a picture of my dog.
No, wait a minute. Does the dog stand on its hind legs? Does it smoking a cigarette like a human being?
No, it's not like the card table like picture.
Yeah,
where the
that's
dogs
what
are
I.
Poker.
It's just a headshot.
No. Yeah. It actually came up with like a rendering of what a human would look like if Lucy was a human and not a dog.
That's it.
Uh huh.
That's all I get.
I pulled it up on the computer. Jamie can see it.
Right.
That's what your dog would look like?
That's what it said.
Dude, you're going to bone your dog.
Oh, yeah. I was scared of that. Oh,
is his dog looking good or something?
Yeah. I mean, that made her pretty attractive.
Run, Lucy, run! He's coming after you.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to mess around with this. That seems creepy.
That just changed the whole story, didn't it? Yeah, that just changed everything.
If you're thinking
everything.
About your dog in a skirt now, that's not good.
Yeah, I'm
that's
not going to try this
good.
One.
No. I can say that dog in a bikini top and a skirt.
Oh, my God.
Yep, Mary Spadil.
It's a person, though. It's a person.
Or is it? No, depends how much pot you smoke.
Yeah. She's hairy.
This is just wrong. All of it's wrong. I don't want to do anymore. All right, there you go. Tell it, Josh.
Yeah, we're done. I think it's better to quit, too. Throw in the towel on that one. Uh-huh. Just that image in our head. BJ and Jamie. This is one of those stories that make you go, things that make you go, Did you know if you go on a cruise ship and you get sick and you got to use their sick bay, that's a separate charge?
You know, I saw this story and I was shocked at this.
I've never heard of this.
This is crazy.
I've gone on many cruises. I've never gotten sick, never used the sick bay, but I had no idea that your fee for being on that ship doesn't cover you if you get sick.
Yeah, not only did this guy pay all the price for being on the cruise ship, but then he got a medical bill.
Now, I understand if you're on a ship and all of a sudden you have to be taken off the ship and you got to go to a doctor in Mexico or in the Philippines or somewhere like that and you get billed by that doctor. I get that, okay? No big deal. But on the ship, when you've got, the flu, I think he had?
He had the
right?
flu, yeah.
Right, listen to the story.
That one is saying we're sorry about your bad experience.
Just days into their week-long Caribbean cruise, things took a dark turn for Mike Cameron and his girlfriend Tamara Masterman.
They got him hooked up, catheters, IVs.
He came down with a bad case of the flu and ended up in the medical ward on board Norwegian Cruise Line's Encore ship. He recovered but felt sick again when he saw what it cost for 3 days of treatment.
To turn around the day we're leaving and get handed a $47,000 bill, I just didn't even know what to do.
They thought the travel insurance they bought from Norwegian had them covered.
And everybody in the medical ward kept saying, don't worry, you have $20,000 coverage. You'll be just fine.
But filing a claim turned into yet another headache.
Well, the traveler's insurance doesn't want to pay it until we run it by our health insurance. The health insurance doesn't want to pay it because it's abroad.
In the meantime, the interest is quickly adding up on that $47,000 bill, and they're running out of options.
I don't get it.
Wow. And so each says the other one needs to look at first, and they're getting interest.
And one says it won't cover it because it's abroad.
Yeah.
Right? Is it? That's what they said. Insurance, yeah.
Not a man.
No, no, abroad. Like you're away from. I get it. You're abroad.
Thanks, Madel. Yeah, but then I heard the rest of the story. I don't know if you have it, but they ended up, because he used his, this seems so illegal, they used their credit card to charge the actual cruise.
Yeah.
That they went in and took as much as they could for the medical bill off that same credit card.
Yeah, so they're completely maxed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That shouldn't be illegal.
You didn't authorize it. I mean, should be illegal. Yeah.
That should be illegal. You can't just go. I guess you can, though.
Well, but you would think if you get Norwegian travel insurance that it would in fact cover that. I mean, that's just the
you're
end of
on
story.
Their boat.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're using their facility.
Wow.
You can order all the drinks you want.
Yeah.
You can eat all the food you want. You should be able to get all the medicine you want.
That is crazy.
Right? That is a
and
wild
then they
story.
Went in and charge of, I don't know, you guys. Based on just like the guy that lives here, and he got that medical bill. I mean, he was taken off of the ship, right?
Yeah.
But that medical bill that he got, I forgot where he was, but it was so much money.
We asked for money for donations to get him back to the U.S. because this guy got caught up in a trip that he took abroad.
Craig. Yeah.
And he was over there and got in the hospital, was there for weeks, almost died. I mean, it was really bad. And they were trying their best to get him back here on a flight for life.
Correct.
To bring back to the U.S. But that thing cost like $108,000 just to get him back here. I know Steel Bros Heating and Air, they gave $10,000 they gave to help get him back here. We're going to try to get his son on tomorrow.
Yeah, because I would love to hear a follow-up because I know they got him to Craig, and then that's last we heard.
The last I heard, he was in but I read this, okay? So I heard that he was in rehab trying to get back on his feet again, but that was the last I heard.
Was that a Craig?
That's been several months ago. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I don't remember exactly. Yeah. It was before Christmas.
Because, I mean, that's the best of the best, so I was so thankful that they were getting in there.
So hopefully we can get him on tomorrow, if that's possible. Do you think it's possible, Spadil?
I did call him earlier, and his voicemail wasn't set up, so I'm trying texting him right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll try to get him on. Yeah. But man, I tell you, you get on one of these cruise ships. I had no idea that if you use their sick bay, I think that's what it's called on a ship. If you use their sick bay, that's a separate fee. And this guy ran up $47,000.
So, let's just say I, had a headache or whatever, and I went down there and I was like, can I get a couple aspirin? I mean, are you going to be charged? I mean, it's just,
I would imagine. If this guy got a
I would say any office visit.
Yeah,
even though it's on a ship.
It'd be like going to urgent care or something, probably.
Wow, that is scary, isn't it?
Well, it's a ripoff, is what it is.
That too, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, Jamie, I was ordering baseball. Major League Baseball, you get that whole subscription thing. You can watch every game and all that, right?
Right.
It's like $39.
A month?
Three different times.
Okay.
Okay, so three different months, you pay $39, right? So I'm flipping through some of the upper channels looking for my games, and I come across professional pillow fighting.
Shut up. You did not.
Professional pillow fighting.
Pillow.
It was cool. Yeah. And this was dudes. Even women.
I was going to say, were they like girls in their panties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they probably have the women.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they wear, but the ones I saw were actual men doing it. Professional pillow fighting, a league.
Were they down pillows or what were they? Concrete?
I didn't stick around. No, it's a pillow. It's a regular pillow from what I understand. And they're in a ring and there's a crowd there, much like a boxing match. And they're fighting with two pillows.
I don't believe you.
People are actually watching this?
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't know if they're watching or not, Carson. I'm just flipping through the channels and I saw it
I
on.
I don't believe you.
But it does exist. All right, Spadil, can you pull it up on the computer?
Was this one of those things like, I'm going to say something, see if they believe me?
No! No, Spadil, you there?
Yeah, professional pillow fighting is the thing.
Yeah,
it's real. They even have it on ESPN.
But I didn't know that. Yeah. I just saw it yesterday.
You guys are full of poo.
It is. It's on that thing that they do every year, the Ocho thing. They do it annually every year.
What pillow fighting. Ocho thing? What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Every year
dude.
They do something called ESPN, the Ocho. It's where they do kind of like outlandish extreme sports. such as pillow fighting.
Yeah, but it is a league.
It is absolutely a league.
Yeah, it's a league. Yeah. It is professional. Yeah. And it's on TV. I saw it yesterday.
Do you really want to tell people, like, as a professional pillow fighter, that's what you do for a living?
Yeah. I'm telling them not to televise that.
Right? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've come across on the upper channels.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the upper channels.
Okay.
This is kind of like the dark web, in a way.
What's next? Toe sucking?
It's like... You're close.
Oh, really?
No. What?
Butt slapping.
Shut up.
No, that is a thing.
No, butt slapping.
It is. Yeah.
Not, are you in on this?
No, it started. He's right. It started in Romania like Bucharest a few years ago, and now it's taken all the way to Las Vegas. They actually have booty slapping competitions in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Girls in thongs slapping each other's. And it's a competition, and it's who gives in first, right? You smack the crap out of somebody.
Well, they look at, like, you know, the ripple effects and then, like, you know, sound, like how loud it is, stuff like that.
What are you guys doing?
The scoring? Is the ripple? Hang on, Jamie.
What are you doing?
Can I talk to Schmidl for a minute, please?
Do they have, like, instant replay, slow-mo?
They do have slow-mo, yeah.
And then do they have, like, a jiggle, like a jiggle meter?
Yeah, that's how they judge it. That's the ripple. That's the biggest judge.
The jiggle meter?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Wow. I may have to watch that one. Pillow fighting, it didn't really turn me on that much, you know?
Right.
But I think the ass slap.
Slapping will really get you going. You're turning into Schmidl. You're a big deal.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the Belco Studios here in Denver, Colorado, and on the Odyssey app all over the country. And you can get the podcast there. It'll be up in about 30 minutes or so. Today is tax day, which means a lot of people are writing big checks to go to the government, or maybe even a little check.
Or maybe even a refund.
Or even a refund. Well, if you're getting a refund, you've already got it. People jump on it, man. Most of. Most people, if you're getting a return, man, you're on that sucker in January, right?
Now, aren't there a bunch of specials?
Well,
yeah.
Yes. If you're writing a check for $5,000 today, you're not out of luck. There are people thinking about you and your misery right now, like Burger King, for example. They're going to give you a 1 cent cheeseburger. Now, of course, you got to buy some other stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but it's a penny for that cheeseburger. Okay, but that's better than you having to write a $5,000 check and get nothing.
Yeah, it's nice of them.
How about Hooters? Hooters. Now, I know they're filing for bankruptcy themselves.
I know. I was like, wait.
But they're giving you a chance to get an appetizer for $4.15.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you had the appetizers?
At Hooters?
There's a reason they're going out of business.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I love the place. You
those
know
are
me.
Your people, man.
I'm just saying, some of those appetizers, I don't know, $4.15. But it's good news for you in case you're having to write a check today to the government, okay? How about Krispy Kreme donuts? Let's go through the list here.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme donuts. You go into the donut shop, and let me tell you something. Krispy Kreme never misses an opportunity to give you a free donut.
That is true. They do a great job. Their marketing is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get a box, a dozen original glazed donuts with the purchase of another dozen.
They always do that. A
little bit of a hook.
Yeah.
A little bit of a hook. Yeah. How about 7-Eleven?
Ah, God, you scared me.
How about 7-Eleven?
Yeah, what about 7-Eleven? 7-Eleven. I bet there's a Slurpee deal.
No. Oh. No, you got to download the app. Oh. And then let's see. If you buy something in 7-Eleven that costs more than $20, they'll give you a discount on it of $10.40, which is, the name of the form.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
But you got to, there's nothing at 7-Eleven worth $20 for me.
Every time I go, besides gas. No, you get candy.
What do you get?
And you get popcorn.
$20 worth?
Drinks. You get some Slurpees.
Yeah. You get those mini tacos that they got.
Yeah. Those hot dogs are rolling forever.
Sorry for the bad attitude.
I got a gas can there once. I swear to God, it was $20.
Did you get a gas can?
Yeah, I did.
Seriously?
Yep.
All right. Sorry about the bad attitude.
Yeah.
They're doing their best out there. All right. Here's another one for you. Steak Shack. They're offering customers a free black truffle burger. Mm. Oh, no kidding. You get a free burger? Oh, whoa.
Oh, you have to download an app.
Yeah, you got to download an app and you got to spend
at
least.
And you got to see this hoop. You have to jump through it.
You get $10.40. $10.40. Okay, get it? Yeah, everybody has that little hookup. Olive Garden.
I love the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. They're going to throw in some extra breadsticks with the bottomless breadsticks.
What do you mean? No, they're not. You get them anyway.
You get extra.
No, what is
they're
going
to give you extra breadsticks.
You get them anyway. You can ask for it's endless. Bottomless. It's endless.
Theirs is too long to read.
Well, tell me, because I love Olive Garden.
All right. The deal, which runs through May 4th, it's not just for today. Any customer to purchase an entree for $14.99 comes with unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks. And let's see here. You can have a take-home option, $14.99 also, of whatever you want on the menu.
Well, right now is buy one, get one free.
Look, I didn't make this up. I'm just reading it for you.
Right now, oh, it's any option because they give you four choices for ones that are free that you can take home.
Oh, is it buy one, take one?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, they're just doing that again.
But they have more options.
Buffalo
By the way,
Wild
wait,
Wings.
Wait, can I just tell you one thing? I just want to give a shout out to my Olive Gardens.
What?
Okay, the one in Aurora does a far better job of like putting butter on the breadsticks or whatever that, you know, the garlic sauce.
Yeah.
The one in Aurora, great job. The one in Highlands Ranch.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. In Lone Tree, I think it is.
Oh, a little short on the butter, are they?
Oh, my God. They don't even do it. It's like, dry.
You can't expect it down at Highlands Ranch, though.
They're like, oh, we're so healthy.
Yeah,
and Aurora's like, let's go.
Yeah, Aurora will slap on the butter for you, man. You want your buns buttered?
I'm telling you.
Go to Aurora.
It's a lot better, that Olive Garden.
Good to know.
Well, there you go. Okay. There's your tax update.
Oh, wait, did you have one more and I interrupted it? What was it?
Well, I had Buffalo Wild Wings, but I think I just lost it.
Oh. I bet it's not like...
Whoa.
Okay, here we go.
It's only two sentences.
All right.
I can do this one.
All right.
Buffalo Wild Wings offering a wide variety of deals this month.
Uh-huh.
For the month? It's not even for today.
See in store for details.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
Look, there are no breaks today. If you have to write a check to the government, it sucks.
It does
and there's
suck.
No donut going to fix it, okay?
You're not wrong there.
You know, there's
You're
no chicken
wrong.
Wing. Yeah, there's no donut. Hell, a breadstick can't do it today.
No.
Did you ever work yours out? The taxes?
I don't want to talk about it. Fine.
That's a no.
Everything's fine.
That's a no.
Everything's fine. I'm sure.
All right. What do you say we get together for lunch today and have a check writing ceremony?
We should. Oh, my God.
I hate it. All right. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Not Thursday. Enjoy your Tuesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.